You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why did you choose this?
Just felt right.
It doesn't.
It feels right to me, Dom. It's kind of a fun Friday. Like, I don't know.
We're at the hoedown.
Hey, y'all call in now.
Those of you who are on hold,
sorry.
You can put the phone down and go puke and then come back and we'll take your call.
All right, I'll shut it off.
Who's the first one through? I think it's Bill. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How's it going?
Fine.
So dang good, Bill. What's on your mind today?
I spoke with you last Friday about your light switch problem. I have an update for you.
Oh, this is the Bill.
We need a recap.
So for people who were not listening last week, I was talking about the two switches in the dining room, one on, you know, different walls, and I didn't like that, you know, one would be on and up and one would be on and down. And anyway, Bill's recommendation, as I recall, was to take the switch apart, essentially disconnect it, turn it upside down, if you will, so that no matter whether the lights are on or off, both switches would be in the same position. Am I correct, Bill?
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, what's
your
update?
I did a little research. They make a light switch that flush mounts in your dang box, but it's push button. So you push it in, the light goes on. You push it again, the light goes off.
If you put one on either side, they'll both be flush mounted.
And then when you push it, it doesn't matter whether you're coming or going, they're going to look the same all the time.
Bill, you are a hero.
Not,
I don't know how I send you $100, but I'm going to send you $100. So,
disclaimer, Dom will not say be sending Bill $100.
All right. What's
I figured you would appreciate that.
What's it called?
Is there a name for it?
It's just a regular push button light switch. Instead of flipping it up and down, you push it in and off.
Push it in and off. Push it real good, Dom.
Oh. Bill.
Bill, you're a lifesaver, your buddy.
A lightsaber.
A lightsaber, yeah.
Bill, thank you for the call. Have a great weekend, my friend, okay?
May the force be with you.
Good day, sir. Bill. He's been waiting all week to call back and tell you about that light switch, huh? Could have been an email, Bill. Could have been an email.
No, I'm glad he called
back.
It's
very kind of him.
Look, I've made a note. Push button light switch. Grace, doesn't that say, do you want a push button light switch, Grace?
Yeah, Bill definitely sold me on that. He's such a wholesome, sweet man.
Isn't he? I feel like he's like everybody's. He's everybody's dad. You know, like he's.
I know. I need one of those.
Next, he's going to tell you how to replace your windshield wipers. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to call us up, and make sure that we change the filters in our furnace in next Friday, probably.
Right. Grace, what are you up to?
A Bill segment. Nothing much. Just folding laundry now, but thought I'd call in because it's my birthday this weekend. So thought I'd give myself an early birthday gift to get to talk to you guys.
Aww.
I'm going to, before this call is over, I'm going to give you our patented Dom and Jeremy two-word birthday song. So,
oh, boy. I can't wait. Yeah.
Is it a big birthday? Can we ask that?
No, I mean,
we can ask.
I'm 26, so, you know, it's
26.
Are you
experiencing what some have called the quarter life crisis?
Yes.
How is your quarter life crisis kind of?
How's it affecting you? Or
yeah, like what? Like how? How has it manifested itself?
I don't know. I mean, just kind of looking at all your friends and seeing how some people are progressing in their lives certain ways, and other people are still pretending they're in college. That's just a weird point of life to be at, so you don't know where to be.
Right, you're kind of at that age, like, should I still be having a ton of fun and going out every night, or should I really be focusing on my career so it's really rocking and rolling by the time I'm 30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of a boring person in college especially, so I mean, I feel like I've been kind of on the boring end since college too, but then I'm like, well, do I try to be fun now?
Right. Are you looking to go out and tear it up now? Do you have
COVID,
a boyfriend, a husband, or?
I do have a boyfriend, yes, a boyfriend of 6 years. So that's another part of my life that always makes me question everything.
Wow, 6 year boyfriend.
Yeah. Whoa, slow down. Back up a second. What do you mean? Question what? Do you question whether you should have been in this same relationship for 6 years?
No. He's a great guy and I love him and he's super sweet. He's my best friend. But it's just, you know, you see other people who I knew from high school and they got married right out of college and those kinds of things. And you always hear about other people getting engaged and stuff. And it's like all my coworkers are getting engaged now. So I'm like, oh, is this what needs to happen now?
It's nice that he's your so best weird. Friend, but is he husband material? Can he be your husband?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, we have two dogs and a cat together, so I kind of get to see him be like a.
It's just like having a family.
So. Yeah,
it's exactly the same as having kids. Exactly the same.
Don't listen to him.
You're making fun of me, aren't you?
Do
not listen.
Why is he dragging his feet? What's the deal?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. We actually bought a house last year together, so I think that's.
You are in it. You are so in this. You're in it.
I mean, we're definitely in it, but I think we're just kind of doing things a little different than most people, but we were happy to.
Well, then why don't you propose
something before?
If you're doing everything different, we've had show topics on that. Why don't you propose?
I'm such a traditionalist, though. I told him he still has to ask my dad, even though I probably wouldn't ask my dad if I were him, but you know, I told him he still needs to.
No, he does. He needs to.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Let us judge him real fast. What does he do? Like, what's his job?
He works for a marketing company. He does consulting or something. I honestly never know. He changes the description every time he tells someone to. So I'm like, what am I supposed to tell people?
Oh, so he's a liar.
Yeah. I mean, basically.
He's like Leo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can. You know, he's
different.
Actually just posing as somebody
else.
Yeah,
I'm a pilot.
Before you get your two-word birthday song, what are you going to do to celebrate your birthday? What's the fun plan?
I don't know. I mean, normally I would want to go to this one restaurant I've been wanting to go to, but I think now we're just going to hang out and just maybe watch a couple movies and stuff, but I don't know. I don't really have any plans yet.
All right. Here it comes. You ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday. There you go, Grace. Have a great birthday weekend, and thanks for listening to the show, okay?
Thanks, guys, so much. Hope you have a great weekend as well.
Thanks, Grace.
Appreciate you. I love our listeners. Who's next? Jonathan. I think we might be running out of time. Jonathan, I'm glad you called. What are you doing?
Oh, you know, Dom, this is Star Wars Jonathan calling in. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I heard you mention me earlier, Jeremy.
I did, yeah. Did you cry during the last Star Wars that just came out? Because we had a listener, he wrote in and said he cried.
I cried when I was watching it. It was so bad. It was terrible.
You were crying because it was bad or just...
Are you saying it was bad that you were crying or the movie was bad?
The movie was bad. Episode 9 was a hot mess. I don't know what was happening. How could they do that to my poor franchise?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. It kind of really fizzled out, didn't it?
Did I see the last one?
I don't think I saw number 9.
Don't waste
your
time.
Out of the 9 of them, what's number 1 and what's number 9 in your mind?
I would go with the original Star Wars motion picture, and then Empire Strikes Back. Rogue One was really good.
That's my favorite.
I'm on an island. I think Solo was good, too. So, but yeah, bottom of the list is kind of all the prequels all together.
Yep. Yep. Jar Jars.
Just terrible.
What's going on in your life besides Star Wars, Jonathan?
Well, I'm actually going to like my new job. I just wrapped up 4.5 years at one job, and I'm driving out to Boulder here to get started working for the city of Boulder.
Hey, good job.
What's your job going to be for the city of Boulder? What are you going to do for them?
So I'll be doing communications in their Parks and Recreation Department.
Oh, that's good for you, man.
Way to go.
Yeah, taking photos, meeting the people, tell them all about
been there.
Go to this park and go to this, you know, recreation program. I think it'll be fun.
Well, good for you, buddy. That's always exciting, starting a new job. Do you get your own office or a cubicle or something?
I think I'll probably get a cubicle, and I think I'm going to get my picture for my badge today and just get a little.
Listen, Jonathan, give it some time before you dump all your Star Wars crap into your cubicle, okay? Like, don't hit them. Don't hit them with all that nerdiness at once, okay? Please.
You just need to wait. I heard this thing with a Bronco helmet.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm with Jeremy, though. I don't think you want to lay all that on your coworkers
the
first day.
Give it at least a month, and then just maybe a couple things at a time,
Yeah, it's
like
a drip system. You know, it's like if you're watering around your house, you've got sprinklers, and then you've got the drip system. You need your Star Wars to be on a drip system with your coworkers.
Yeah.
All right?
Wait a minute before you bring in the cardboard cutout of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay.
You're a good man, Jonathan. Right. Have a great weekend and congrats on your new job, buddy.
Yeah, good talking to you, man.
Thanks, boys.
See you, buddy.
There you go. And that'll wrap up another No Filter Friday.